Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. With us, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning on Election Day, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Yes, we head right to that election coverage and a number of races, obviously, all around our region in the WAMC listing area. You're covering for us the Capital Region.
Yes, depending on where you live, you may be electing a town supervisor, filling town board seats. Many cities in the Capital Region, including Schenectady, Troy, and Saratoga Springs, will be voting on mayors in both Albany County and the city of Troy. There are new charters on the ballots. These charters would make major changes in how these local governments function. In the city of Albany, voters will also have a chance to decide whether to move forward with a $196 million plan to completely overhaul and expand Albany High School. There's also City Board of Education members on the ballot. Last year, there was an unusually low turnout for elections, and that was nationally. In New York, the turnout was 28.8%, which many called abysmal, and people seem to have lost interest in local elections, and yet, a couple of years ago, a town supervisor in one of our communities in Saratoga County won by a single vote. So the polls are open from right now. They opened at 6 a.m. and they'll be open to 9 p.m. So get out and vote.
Well, we turn to a case that has some controversy attached to it. And I'm speaking of Dante Ivey. And this case has to do with the police tasing. Ivey died and the autopsy showed that it was heart problems. And we have some protests as a result of that decision.
Yes, the incident happened back on April 2nd when police confronted Mr. Ivey as he was walking through Arbor Hill late at night. And this past week, the district attorney, David Sowers, announced that there would be no indictment of police officers in that case. That has led to several protests, including one Monday night at the Albany Common Council meeting. Briefly, the meeting was stopped while members of Ivey's family and other protesters came in to complain that no action was taken against the police officers in that case, or Mr. Sowers, who they say should resign because he failed to return an indictment. The district attorney is suggesting that law enforcement leaders set up a voluntary mental health registry because Mr. Ivey was mentally ill. Had officers had his name in a registry, perhaps they would have been aware of his situation and handled the case differently. Others don't know whether that would work, but it is a continuing issue in Albany. We'll hear a lot more about.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us. For more, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.